Thank you, Father, for such a beautiful son. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you for the name Jesus. Lord, thank you that, my goodness, you've ravished our hearts this morning. God, they're breaking to see the face of the I Am. Oh, to behold the glory of God in the face of the Lamb. He's so beautiful, Father. Thank you that you continue to unveil and take us deeper into seeing and glorying and rejoicing in His love for us. Father, you've been so patient with us. Lord, we're unruly at times, fickle, anxious, defiant. But in the steadfastness of your love, you are never moved. You cannot be moved because you cannot deny yourself. And Lord, I'm thankful that you've set your son so in our lives. God, you're crying out to us to let you grow him up in us. Lord, as we come together today, we're already feasting on you, and we just ask, Lord, stretch the wineskins here today. God, let it be a time of increase like never before. Lord, grow us up, get us ready. Let us take the things speedily and only the things of you. God, let us be ready. Let us be ready to love your appearing. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Open up your Bibles today. We're going to John 15, familiar portion of Scripture. I pray that none of us can sit still after a few moments here of how He loves us. John 15. I am. Boy, when you hear the words, I am. Boy, we better take note. What do you think? I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Listen to that. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to be in this assembly too long to know that this precious word here has one great desire written all through it. And that is that we grow. That we grow. And specifically, that we grow up in Christ Jesus, into Him in all things. See, the moment you gave your life by God's grace, that God, you said, Lord, I believe you as my personal Savior. I believe that you died upon that cross for me. I believe in the blood that was shed. You are my Savior. He came to live. You died. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. The simplicity of that beautiful statement. How glorious. So now we have this life that's come to live in us, that will always abide in us. He cannot deny himself. He's here. This is it. This now becomes and is a son of God at that very moment. And praise his name that now this life that he's given us, he's calling out, let it grow up. And not just grow up, but grow up into me in all things.
in every bit. He wants that fullness. He is after a full inheritance. We have to remember again and again, brothers and sisters, that God has but one investment, and that is in His Son, and that Son is in us. To bring many sons to glory, we are His complete and only inheritance. Praise be to God, the value that each and every one of us as children of the King are to God. And in that, I pray the value that we are one to another. And I'm not trying to be touchy-feely here. I'm just telling you as it is and how it is. And how we should revere by God's grace the sons of God. And do good especially to the saints. The love of God to all the saints. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, not only do we grow and we grow up into Him, we grow only one way. And it was right in this verse. It's through the vine. It's called grace. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of grace because that's exactly who and what He is. And it is all supplied by Him, the vine of grace to the branches. But this sweet passage, brothers and sisters, I believe it brings out even more intimate little details of our growing. First and foremost, I love how it just captures your heart. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. I'm so thankful that I'm grafted into Him. I was just in a country. I saw mile after mile of vineyards. Everywhere they could get dirt, they're planting vines. They like them grapes. They like their fruit. And I'm so thankful to God with every vision of it. And it's in sincerity. The beauty, not just of that countryside, not just the beauty of that vine, but the beauty, brothers and sisters, that He is my vine. That I am His branch. That I am completely learning to lean on Him. He's taken me out of the wilderness. I know we're going along. And I understand very clearly that the only way we're coming out is me leaning upon His breast. It's the truth. I'm thankful time and time again He shows me that in my strength, we're not going to get this done, son. It's going to be miserable. How long are you going to thrash around here? But I'll sit and wait for you, son. Are you ready to go on now? Praise be to God that we would be quickened and quick to believe Him. But I saw miles and miles of these vines, brothers and sisters, and all I could think about with every glimpse, everything I need, He supplies. Man, that's a rest. And I'm telling you, as someone that can testify to you, my natural state does not rest. This body was born for anxiousness. This body was born to worry. I had a father, a natural one, that was the king of worry. He could worry about things to worry about. He loved so great, but the confidence wasn't always in the vine. And that caused the worry. As my sweet brother read about my mom and dad. Dad was so sweet and so precious. And that hand that God allowed to guide us in so many things. But when it came down to the crunch. When it came down to the things of great decision. It was always, listen to your mom. She knows the word of God. She knows the vine. Do you know the vine? You're a child of God by His grace. That's your vine. Just like my vine. Just like Brother Hills, Brother Copley's. Just like sweet Moses, Ezekiel, Elijah, Ruth, Esther. That's the vine. And I'm praising Him that thanks be to God. He supplies fully, richly. He's not a respecter of person. It just flows. I looked at those vines out there in Italy and I said, everything I'll ever be is from Him. The fruit that will all be produced, it's all through the vine. And I'm thankful to God that I'm growing and growing with no effort of me. See, does that lily toil to be a lily? No, it didn't clothe itself. God just made it that way. It grows. See, we have to understand that God made us. He before prepared us unto glory, to bestow the glory of God. Can you imagine that? But yet we try to toil with things all the time, trying to be more holy or righteous, when we need to get over that the life that already lives in me is all holy and all righteous. Amen? Now we can get somewhere in that. Lord, you live in this temple. I'm a temple of the living God. You've come to live in me. It's not an if thing. It's not a temporary thing. I cannot ever be separated from the love of God. He cannot deny himself. The seed which remaineth. Do we not just know this, not just believe this, but it's your strength and your power and your confidence in everything. That if he be for me, and he is. He just is. Not because of what you did or you did not do. He's just for you. You're his child. And if he be for you, who could be against you? Praise the Lord. I know that I'm talking to a lot of people here that are facing a lot of different things. Health, finance, kids, marriage, single, divorced. I don't know what it may be. I know he does. And I know he's able. He's so able. His grace supplies every need for every able we need. You got to stay with me. I got to talk like that sometimes for you to say, what did he say? But you know what? As we go through this, we can't miss all the little teeny parts in here. We're just going to touch a few. But how can you pass over the husbandman, the vine dresser, the tiller of the soil? That's your father. Now, this is really getting awesome. See, this is, again, that I'm in the Savior's hand, and I'm in the Father's hand, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. See, that's how you are all the time. It's not an if. It's not a temporary thing. It's not contingent upon what you did or did not do. It's just all the time. And the Father is the vine dresser all the time. I was thanking God as I saw all those different workers out there doing different things at different times on those vines. We have but one that works on the vine. God has no managers. He doesn't. God could have called 10,000 angels too. He could have done all of these things. But this was way too precious. This is his prize. And there ain't nobody going to touch that vine but the Father. Do you get that? Do you realize how protected you are? Do you realize the hedge? I have a friend that always says, oh, Lord, keep your hedge of protection on us. Let me tell you something. I'm in his hand. I'm thankful. I don't take it for granted. But praise be to God. He protects me. He's for me. Because he loves me. Just like they were singing. And man, I love that. Oh. As the heart just breaking. Oh, he loves me. Come on now. It's because of his steadfast love. Psalms 6:4. We read that on Friday night. But brothers and sisters, we are his prized possession. I stand here amazed. I think of our sweet Savior. How he received everything of the Father. He was completely obedient, even unto death. Nothing but the perfect will of God. And that was for us. Do you know that? Do you really realize that? That that's all in that vine? And that was all for us. So that we could be the sons to be received to glory. I love that. So God could have his family. Christ so loved that he gave himself. And God so loved that he gave his son. And I just sit here absolutely amazed of the power and the love, the nutrients that are in that vine. Praise the Lord, how it is all there. And praise God, how great a love wherewith we are loved. Now see, we can read this and we can just end it right here and we can sit back. Or we can say, no, Lord, by your grace, I know that I'm still drawing breath and there's more to go on. And God always has something more. He does. There's always more with him. There's always more challenge with him. There's always more glory. And he's bringing us from glory to glory. And as you read through this, there is one of the greatest, and I'm not going to say one of, it is the greatest benefit to us. But it is also the most difficult of any Christian to receive. And you're going to read it right there in verse 2, where it says again,
every branch that bears fruit. Now, are you thankful by God's grace you've been a branch that's bared some fruit? Huh? I believe I've known many of you for a long time, and I'm thankful to God. His grace sure has bared some sweet fruit. But it didn't stop there. It's not over yet. There's some great things to come, and here's the great thing to come. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. He does. That's the way he does it. That it may bring forth more fruit. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I saw all those vines this past week, we were there in the spring. And I'm going to tell you about those vines. Every single one of them was just a big brown stump. That's all it was. It reminded me, as I was starting to look at them, I got a split rail fence in the backyard. One of the very few things that these hands have ever built. Thank God I didn't lose a finger. If you know me, you know what I'm talking about. But those vines looked exactly like the posts in my split rail fence. They were just brown. They just sat there. There was not one branch that could be found on them. Not one. And I mean, we really looked. I kept saying, honey, do you see any branches on those things? Are they dead? No, honey, they're not dead. Let me tell you something now. They had been pruned. And as I come to find out, because I didn't realize that they prune those things back like that. I am not kidding you. It just looked like a post in the ground. And it was sweet. One of the guides told me, he said, no. The more severe that you prune that vine, the more abundant and the sweeter the fruit it will provide. Now, brothers and sisters, you can imagine how my heart just jumped as I heard that. You can imagine my heart just said, oh, Lord, this is us. Let's call it what it is today, brothers and sisters. It's suffering for Christ's sake. And there is a lot of it going on here today. And it's marvelous. It's wonderful. Because we look into the Word of God and we realize that this is the most precious to God. Brother quoted it earlier today. It's given. It's a gift on behalf of the Lord to suffer for his sake. See, it's a privilege. Your family. Think about the things we go through as a family. Right now, I've got a nephew who's very ill. And but for the Lord healing him, he's going to be with Jesus. And it's hard. I can't tell you how hard it is. It's like there's something stuck in my heart always. Because I love my brother. I love my family. And we suffer together. Okay? Now, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. We suffer together. We're a body. We're one. And it's not joyous for the moment. But we're going to get consumed in our grief. We're going to get overrun in our sorrow. If we don't look to the Word of God and realize that this is the greatest of gift that He can give us. Because the Word of God so sweetly says to us, if you'll suffer with me, if you'll suffer with me, if you'll suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Now look, we're coming to church today. I know many of you come to church for many years. Why do you come to church? Sure, we want to feel better. Sure, we want to learn. We want to gain. But most importantly, I really believe when we cut it to the quick of why we come to church, you want to please God. Don't you? Don't you want to honor the Lord? Don't you want to tell Him that you love Him? Say, Jesus, thank you for letting me know you. Thank you that you've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord, that I still have hope. Some of these things that have hit me in my life, but God, you always raise me up. You always feed me and say, come on, honey, rise up. More to go. And each and every time, I'm telling you, with the sweetness, he points you always to his word, always to his voice. And see, his sheep know his voice. And this is why we come together and we rejoice in this, because this is our promises, and his promises are yea and amen. His promises are true. This is the Word of God.
This is the only thing that there will ever be. Heaven and earth will pass away. Everything that you see will be gone. If you believe this is the divine word of God, I'm telling you the truth of what it says. And he has grafted you into the forever. Now he wants more fruit. That's what God desires. Do you want what God desires? Do you? Do you really want what God desires? Do you know what he desires more than anything? Is that you will rule and reign with him. He wants you to be his wife. He wants you to be a mature son of God. He wants you to be part of that company that he will make known to them. That he has loved you. The day that all creation is groaning for the manifestation, the presentation of the sons of God. This is her that loved my appearing. This is her that believed my word. That kept the word of my patience. That I will also keep from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world. And you're not going to get there unless you suffer jointly together with Jesus Christ. We're talking fruit. Well, I thought fruit was something else. I thought fruit was what my pastor told me when I'm good and I'm just going to prosper and be in health. I'm not going to have any troubles at all. I thought fruit was when I just, my attendance at church was perfect and, you know, I always got the parking place at the front of the store and, you know, all my coworkers, they lost their jobs, but not me, you know, because I've been coming to church. Let me tell you something. When you really suffer, you suffer for Christ's sake. You know how Christ suffered? Completely, solely, and only, totally unjustly. Nothing of himself, because he was the perfect and is the perfect Lamb of God. He was altogether lovely. There was nothing about him that was not good. There was nothing about him that was evil or wicked or mean or wrong. And yet they took him and they nailed him to a tree. They spit upon him, they mocked him, they tore his beard, his visage marred more than any man. That's suffering for Christ's sake. When you suffer unjustly, not because of what you did or the mess you got yourself into, but I'm talking about by the grace of God. When you took his hand and you said, Lord, I'll go. We're family. We're family. And I'm going to suffer with you because we're family. I'm getting it. He's bringing things in my personal life that I ache, that I can't tell you how I ache. Sometimes I can't get up. I can't stop but just staring. And I know you know what I'm talking about, people. You know it. But are we going to look fully into the face of the glory of God and say, oh, no, son, this is the treasure to my life and to yours. Now, you got to keep it together here. It's the greatest of eternal wealth when we suffer jointly together with him. When we are weakened beyond strength, when we are afflicted, even despairing of our own life. When we are struck with such great infirmity, brothers and sisters, that all that remains is the power of Christ. Are you there? Is basically only the power of Christ pretty much motoring you anymore? You're in a good way. It's a weakened way, but the power of Christ is resting upon you. And see, what it showed me there was like looking at all those brown stumps. All you see is the vine. All you see is the vine. All you see is Him.
Now, I'll look back into the Word of God with you, and I'll tell you, time and time again, it tells us that sufferings bring out Christ in you. Amen? When you go through that press, let me tell you something, only the Spirit of God is magnified in you. Brothers and sisters, trials bring us from glory to glory that form us and shape us into the very image of Him. 2 Corinthians 4. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, He's going to bring you into that. Do you want the power of God in your life? You got to go. How are you going to go? You're going to be pressed. You're going to be brought into things that are way beyond you. We are troubled on every side. There it is. Yet not distressed. Because why? Because we're looking to the Word of God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Here it is. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
It gets a little more clear all the time, doesn't it? Hallelujah, what the Word of God does. Now, brothers and sisters, everybody oohs and ahs looking at all the fruit on the vine. Huh? Yeah, even on a trip, well, you know, maybe we should have come in the fall. Hey, I'm there. I don't care when it was. Thanks be to God I'm there. Huh? We understand that the Father's after fruit. We know these things, brothers and sisters. But not until ye have endured the hardness as good soldiers. Not after ye have suffered a while will He exalt you. That's right. That's right. That's right. Don't be looking for a pat on the back right now. Praise God. We've got so much more than that, brothers and sisters. It cannot be taken away from us. It's coming. We have riches that, again, eye has not seen, ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men. That means nobody's even conceived this. I can conceive more wealth, believe it or not, than they talk about on this earth. Matter of fact, I think all the wealth on this earth is pretty much squonk anyways. That's another story. I guess that's the economist in me. I have a bank account in heaven that will not run dry. And that bank account, I'm telling you, no human can even comprehend it. And God is just building it and building it and building it for His brothers and sisters. And I look out here today, and I'm telling you, there are lots of fruitful branches. And I'm thankful to God. I've grown with you. Praise His name. We've been purged together. Praise His name. As an assembly, individually, all these different things. It's wonderful. But I'm going to tell you something. You look at these vines here today, and maybe to the naked eye, you look a little barren. You look a little purged. Sometimes even looking at you time to time, maybe even looking at me, is there any life in there? Come on, you know these things. And see, we can laugh about it because we're laughing in the Lord. We're laughing in spirit. I'm thankful to God. You can say, that's me. That's me. And you know what you're saying? It's that's me more than at any time in my life. And why? Because God's after you. He's going to squeeze. But there's a joy in the squeeze. It's like a big hug where you can't breathe. Lord. Come on. We know, and this is what the Word of God, it encourages us. Brothers and sisters, we look to the Word of God and we understand we are in the season of testing. We are. This is what He's doing right now. And the fruit is not in the barn yet, but it is coming. And it'll be here soon. And it's going to be wonderful. See, we don't hope as them that don't have hope. We don't sorrow as them that don't sorrow. I mean, that don't have hope. We know. And our hope is not an if, it's but a when. And brothers and sisters, we must allow God to do it. To be still. As that brother wrote, this past Grace and Glory, I love how he noted Jeremiah. God brought him to the potter's house. It was so sweet. I was thinking, you know, God, I thought I heard you say the coffee house, the waffle house, the pancake house, the spa, the lotus land of ease. No, he said, I want you to come down to the potter's house. See, if you want to go on with God, there's one house he's going to meet you at. It's the potter's house. And it is. And you're going to go in there, and you know what? You're not going to say anything. You're going to be still. As the brother said, you're going to shut up. And you're going to get up on the wheel, and he's going to spin you. He's going to mold you. He's going to work on you. This is very God of very God. That's how much he loves you. Like they sang about. That's how interested he is in you. He's not just going to let you go. You're not a bastard son. You're his son. And whom he loves, he chastens. Yes, he does. Now, I couldn't see anything, and I'll wrap it up here. I couldn't see anything in those minds. I couldn't. But by faith, I knew inside that vine was a pattern. There was a pattern there. All the nutrients, all the water, everything taken up from the soil, everything was ready there to explode with the abundance of the sweetest taste and fruit there could ever be. And brothers and sisters, I know we are a bit battered. I know that a lot of us, by God's grace, we're feeling pretty scarred warriors. Vines severely pruned, pressed out of measure, even despairing of our own lives, possibly thinking, Lord, did this time you clip me just a little too short? Always reminds me of when the Lord called me into pastor, and I had to tease him a little bit about it. I'd been, don't get me wrong, there's more waves to come all the time anyways, but this is just one of the waves. We have a beautiful plant in that, well, is it pruned right now too? It is, isn't it? Perfect timing. Well, from time to time back there in that planter, we have this beautiful plant. Gets to be probably 8 feet high, grows everywhere in each way. Lord called me into pastor in that first year, about this time of the year. Here come this sister running to me. Alex has killed the plant. He killed it. She was distressed, perplexed, beside herself. I said, okay, let's go back and look at it. And I was thinking, no, come on. He's been doing this. He knows what he's doing. And I thought, maybe he just did kill that thing. So I said, well, sister, let me go visit with Alex. He had a big grin on his face. As much as I love him and knew him, but yet I was doubting. And he said, son, I've done it many times before. I know what I'm doing, and you'll see. What do you think? You heard those words before? You hearing them right now? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. The manifestation of the sons of God is coming forth. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman, that's your father. He waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. Again, just so appreciate your work. God, thank you for that vine. Thank you for the Lamb of God. Thank you again that the power is in the blood. Thank you, Lord, how richly that blood has flowed through the vine to us. God, we're grateful again that we're your that we are your workmanship. We're thankful to God that you again are supplying everything. Lord, help us to just abide in the vine. Help us to want to be still, to sit at the feet just like sweet Mary. Choose the better part and just wait upon you. Thank you, God, that you've caused us to be attentive today. I think there's been much that you're gleaning here. sowing, planting, reaping all at the same time in us. We're so thankful for your work. We ask that we just continue to receive the grace to yield to you, to want all the perfect and complete will of God built in our lives. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.